Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the midst of the insanity that's been taking place in the state of Illinois for, the sum total of my lifetime with Mike Madigan in the Illinois House and the speakership, all but 2 years of my lifetime, when you find out that he has resigned his seat in the legislature, which took place, I think, what was it, last week, and then you follow up yesterday with the news that he has now officially stepped down as the head of the Democratic Party in the state of Illinois, it's been a long time coming, and I'm very excited to report that to you, but that leaves a hole that I'm sure there's tons of people who are either clamoring for it or that maybe there's a whole process set up. I don't know what it is. But it's not the biggest part of our problem in the state of Illinois right now. We need actual leadership. We need people who are going to not just, you know, stop digging the hole deeper and deeper and deeper for the special interests. We need people at the top to take the majority in the House and at the very, very top in the governor's mansion who are going to care about the Illinois taxpayer first. Wouldn't that be nice? Somebody who is a friend of this show, who's been on here many times, has announced that he would like to be that person. We welcome onto the show Illinois State Senator Darren Bailey. Darren, great to have you back here. Big announcement last night, a great crowd, and we're happy to be able to talk to you about your candidacy to unseat J.B. Pritzker and put Illinois in a better direction.
Good afternoon. It is always a pleasure to be on your show, so thank you so much for caring about the freedom of families and the workers in Illinois, because that's ultimately what this is all about.
So I have to assume that if you were going to throw your hat in the ring for governor, you have to think that J.B. Pritzker is beatable and that you're the guy to do that. What makes you at this point in time, it's February 23rd of 2021, the election's not until November of 2022, why do you think that J.B. Pritzker is beatable and why do you think you're the guy to do it?
Well, we know J.B. Pritzker's beatable because people from all over the state are just, they're reaching out. They're tired of it. I mean, we're from Chicago to Metropolis, all over the state. And there's momentum, number one. And number two, people need hope. People are wanting to leave the state. Teachers are wanting to quit teaching because of the, recent JCAR rules that were allowed. 3653, the law enforcement bill that ironically, isn't it ironic that the governor that was signed yesterday on the day of our announcement. So law enforcement is wanting to quit and wanting to give up because, they're being handicapped and disrespected. So people need a message of hope, and that time's now. And that's why we felt it was so important to make this announcement sooner than later, because I think most of the state knows that I've been standing up for them and fighting for them. And with that being said, I tried to I contacted many of the other potential candidates, and, as a sitting senator, I thought, man, if I could tie a wagon to somebody and support someone else and keep my influence as a Senate, but I was, just simply dissatisfied. A bunch of good people are going to be running, but the leadership is simply not there. And I believe that, to your question, the proof of my actions simply offer, the result of our what my leadership style is going to be.
Darren Bailey is an Illinois state senator running for governor as a Republican. And kind of what Annie was saying, what makes this election cycle different? You listed some of those issues, but is there any one that you believe really will move the needle this year more than another? Is that fiscal? Is that COVID? What's going to be the main platform that you're running on, Darren Bailey?
It's actually everything. Annie said it in her introduction, a lack of leadership, you know, in Illinois. So, we started this year, you know, 2 years ago as a beginning state representative, first-time state representative, and we added, you know, $6 billion to our budget and gained absolutely nothing for it. And now we see our schools being hijacked, our law enforcement being hijacked. We've seen, you know, people's personal freedoms being taken away. Who in the world would have thought that by, you know, executive orders, this governor could continue to, force or by fear keep businesses, schools, even churches closed? This is wrong. It's government's role to educate and inform the people. It's the people's duty and ability as free Americans to make the choice where they're going to go, how they're going to go there, and what they're going to do. So, it's interesting that, the lawsuit that I filed, Governor Pritzker likes to say that it's been dismissed or overruled. It has not been. I simply just haven't carried it to the next step because a few months ago, the second appellate court in Northern Illinois simply ruled that Governor Pritzker can indeed keep offering his executive orders. We decided not to pursue that. Didn't want to waste any more money on the issue because businesses were opening, schools were opening, and we figured out that the governor had no means of enforcing. So, you know, it's just this bully pulpit that he's been on. He's had a bigger message. He's basically showing, you know, the purpose of the governor's position. And what an awesome concept that could be if he had a wise and knowledgeable leader in that position to offer hope to Illinoisans.
So we're speaking with Darren Bailey, who is an Illinois state senator from Southern Illinois, and he is running for governor. Announced yesterday that he is throwing his hat in the ring to challenge J.B. Pritzker in November of 2022. And I have to say that the pandemic in and of itself has really, really exposed the value and the drawback of states' rights. When you've got an administration that's leading, we've seen it under Trump, we're seeing it under Biden, red states and blue states react very, very differently. And J.B. Pritzker is the king of this blue state right now, at least that's the way he presents himself. When you I'm hearing a lot of people talking about, you know, of course, the coastal states always get the most attention, the biggest, brightest spotlight. Governor Cuomo certainly under a ton of pressure right now. Gavin Newsom in California under a really legitimate recall. And I see Kristi Noem in South Dakota and Ron DeSantis of red states getting a lot of praise for numbers that are comparative, if not better, than the blue states. And they didn't shut down hardly at all, if at all. When you look around the states and you know that you would be, if you won this election, you would be taking the governor seat under a Biden administration, what does a red governor do with a blue administration in the federal government for the people of Illinois?
Well, yeah, states have sovereignty. So, you know, and that's what my argument has been from day one since I got started in state government. Many people, you know, focus themselves on what takes place in Washington, you know, and that is obviously important. But what are we talking about? What's hurting us? Property taxes, you know, education system is hurting. All of this is governed essentially at state level. So our local and our state levels, I've been encouraging people to get involved, to run for office. And every elected position in the state of Illinois from precinct committee person to every one of the state positions should have a conservative voice running, and that's our problem. Conservative voices have grown weary and frustrated at the nonsense of politics, and they've checked out. I was like that many years ago. So we get the people, we give them hope, we get them involved, and then we function as a state how we desire to function because of the sovereignty that states have.
So can a real Republican senator, can a real Republican win in the state of Illinois? Not the version that the Democrats or the Illinois moderate conservatives in Chicago tell us. Can a real, honest, true Republican win this state?
Well, we're going to find out. And my answer is I believe absolutely so. I would not have stepped out of my position, you know, given that up as a senator to do this. We didn't think it was possible. The footprint that God has allowed across the state, we're hearing from a lot of good people in the Chicagoland area. People are tired. They just need hope, and they need leadership. And I think that as we travel the state through this next year and make our visits, we feel confident that people are going to understand our message and they're going to get on board, because that really is exactly, although it was a state rep race, this is the same story that took place 3 years ago when I got frustrated at the tax increases and ran against a sitting, well-liked incumbent Republican in the 109th district, and ended up the person 60-40 in the primary vote.
Darren Bailey is an Illinois state senator running for governor. We as Illinoisans, Darren, are often categorized as fiscally irresponsible, and we know that our state's not in great shape fiscally. Obviously, that's on a lot of people's minds as they'll be voting in November. How can a governor like yourself address those issues, and can you do it quickly?
I love that. One of the first things that I think we need now, hopefully we would see it this year, and maybe we can see it next year. But, you know, one of the biggest tools to get us there is what I call a zero-based budget. It's where you come in and every department starts at zero, and then they have to present, you know, an accountability pattern for every dollar that they need. And, you know, because right now, good grief, I don't know. And since every department actually had to you know, perform an accounting of their money that they spend. So start off every department at zero. They come in and they have to make a case for every dollar spent. And I think we're going to find a lot of places to clean up there. So, and it's not that's what we need to start doing with our budget. And then we've got to start at immediate. Radically changing some of our business law, business mandates and regulations, and we've got to attract business so people can go to work, so people can earn money, so people can make pay taxes. That's how this, economic engine works. You've got to keep the fire going. You've got to have the trees to do it, and we just can't keep going out and pilfering from the people. So.
Darren Bailey joining us right now. One last question before you go. I mean, I understand that there is always a machine that continues to work, even if you switch out the parts from time to time. But Mike Madigan's been a pretty trustworthy part of the Democratic machine here in the state of Illinois. He's resigned his seat in the House. He has now stepped down as leader of the Democratic Party. You might know what's coming in the future for Mike Madigan. I care less about Mike Madigan than I care about the future of the state of Illinois. What kind of impact is his absence going to have on our government and the state? And what happens next for the people of Illinois?
Well, change always brings opportunity. I was in the House on the House floor when we were in the Boss Center at the beginning of the year. And I witnessed the power struggle. So I know it was real. You know, a lot of people said that, well, he's just stepping aside and someone else is going to take his place. And, you know, Madigan would continue to control the puppet strings. And, you know, potentially as the Democrat Party chair, that was possible. But the power struggle was very real. I witnessed that. And then to get the news a few days ago about him stepping down as a party chair, again, change always brings opportunities. So, you know, I think all this, so why would he do this? I think the Democrat Party is getting the message, and then they don't know what to do because they're confused, because, you know, power blinds. I've seen that. It blinds. So all this stuff we look at and talk about, it makes no sense because the party's confused, and I think that's where they find themselves out right now. And the conservative, we're building this movement with my campaign across the state of Illinois. And I think people are going to find hope in it. And I think that's how we change Illinois. And I think 2022, I believe this. This is not, this isn't campaign rhetoric. 2022 is going to, be the future. That's the election that will determine the future of Illinois. And I think our family and friends across Illinois are going to figure it out.
Darren, I want to give you the opportunity to connect with our listeners right now. I know there are many people out here who have supported what you've done throughout the course of this pandemic. I certainly have been at many events with you, heard you speak, and participated in those with you as well. How can listeners right now follow you, follow your campaign, and support you if they choose to?
Awesome. BaileyForIllinois.com. BaileyForIllinois.com is our website. You can find me on Facebook, Bailey for Illinois, as well. And we were at Marion this morning. We made a stop in Oakville a while ago. We're headed up to Highland right now, and then eventually Bloomington tonight, and then up in the northern part of the state tomorrow. You can find that schedule on my website and my Facebook page. We try to stay pretty active because my whole mission is to educate the people. So yes, it's going to take a lot of volunteers. It's going to take a lot of resources. It's pretty awesome because we have been, people are showing up. They're showing up. They're wanting to work. They're wanting to get involved, and they are finding hope in our message. So I'd love to hear from you.
You said you're going to be in Highland. We got a lot of people in Highland listening to the show right now. As I'm looking at your schedule, was that say you're going to be there pretty soon? Is that correct? In Highland?
Yep. We're going to be at Blue Springs Cafe in about 40 minutes.
All right, 1:30.
Love to see you there.
Fantastic.
1:30. Come out and have a piece of pie with us. Thank you.
That's so great. Thank you so much. Darren Bailey, we wish you well. Stay in touch. We're happy to have you on anytime.
All right. God bless you and the work you do. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.